Music right there from Mount Moriah. That's from Miracle Temple, the latest album, and it's called Bright Light. Before that, we had brand new music from Mark Lanegan. That's from his covers album, Imitations. We'll be hearing a lot from that in the weeks to come. Those of you who listen to the show a lot know I'm kind of a big Mark Lanegan fan. Before that, new music from Islands. Their latest one is called Ski Mask. We heard the first track off of that one. I'm Juliet Frumhold, and I am very excited to welcome our next guests into the studio. They were here, gosh, it's been a couple of years now. We were back in the old studio. They were here under a different name. They were called Honeymoon back then. They're now called Room and Board, and we are so happy to have them here in the studio. We're going to be finding out what they're up to, but first, we're going to hear some live music. I'm going to hand things over to Room and Board.
Thank you, Julia, so much for letting us be here. We are Room and Board. This song is called Distraction.
I'm not persuaded by diatribe. I've got to do more than hearing to know it's right. I have forgiven my future self for having so much anger for who I am now. Walk through the walls, I think that is selfish answer to say I'm just alright, when we all know very well that no one's doing fine. Brick show creates energy that you can see in touch. Well, I work towards hoping when I were not very well enough. I just wanna push it back into the light where you see it.
That was a brand new one. We haven't recorded that or anything. Now we're going to do a song called Leviticus, which is from our debut album, self-titled Room and Board. Like I said, the song is called Leviticus, and you can catch it online, roomandboard.bandcamp.com.
Yeah! Trying to do right,
Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We'll be back to chat with them and hear some more live music here in just a moment. Stick around. This is 91.3 WYSO.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life.
Oh, my God.
One thing I really like in a radio story.
What's back there?
Nothing. It looks empty.
No, there's someone living back there.
Is a mystery.
I'm not going back there.
There's somebody's hair. There's a head in there.
There's a shrunken head right there.
Mysteries explained each week. This American Life.
It's Santa Claus.
Saturday at noon and Sunday afternoon at 4 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliet Frumholt, joined here in the studio by the members of Room and Board. We've got Jonathan, Andy, and Nick. Welcome, everybody.
Hi there.
Thanks for having us.
Hello. Very happy to have you guys back, actually. So I have to say, you guys were here as your old band, Honeymoon, a couple of years. It's been 2-3 years, maybe?
Yeah, it was about in between there. Yeah, 2.5 or so.
And for a while I lost track of you, and then I saw you guys kind of popping up. I saw these rumblings on Facebook, like, oh, hey, we've got, you know, it's the same guys, but we've got a new name. So what's been happening between then and now? Between you guys were releasing kind of a demo at the time, and now you've got an actual album out. Tell me sort of what the journey has been to get to this point.
Wow, it's been quite a journey. We're, you know, still the same guys, but in very different elements of our life right now. With Honeymoon, you know, things moved very fast, and that was a lot of fun. But some people decided that we shouldn't have that name because they had it. And we heard from that, not from them, but from their lawyer staff. So, you know, while recording the album, essentially, we had to come up with a new name. Then between even recording the album and now, you know, things have come a long way. We've played a lot of shows, done a lot of mixing, and then had, you know, multiple hiatuses just because of life. But at this point, you know, we're back really promoting the record. Very happy with that and seeing what is going to be in the future for us. Because at this point, we're still kind of gaining footing, you know, from when we did the name change and everything. So.
Did you feel like with the name change or with just, you know, lives, that you, you know, lost momentum? Was it hard to sort of ramp back up and say, okay, here we go again, once you've decided, you know, started thinking about doing that?
I mean, it did for a time, especially, you know, again, while recording the album, having all these plans and then having to change the name. For us, you know, what we ended up doing was going back to Room and Board, which was a name that we had kind of second to Honeymoon at the time. Really, everything that we tried to think of that was new was, you know, kind of changing how we thought about the band in a lot of ways. And it still ended up doing it, but I think for the better, you know.
Yeah, I feel like we're Honeymoon, but times 10.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the identity, the fact that we've gotten that back, I think has been very beneficial, and it's very noticeable having that once again.
So tell me about the album. The album that you guys released, the self-titled album, was that actually taken from those original sessions that were supposed to be the Honeymoon album? Did you go back and retool anything? How did that all materialize?
Well, that was kind of the process while we were recording this album, which was how long ago? 2 falls ago?
Yeah, exactly.
We were trying to come up with the name and tooled around with what was a giant list of names. But I know, I remember we had the name Brave Wave written down, and we had all the mixes on a CD. I had Brave Wave written on a CD playing it in my car. And Nick texted me that his wife found there was a band called Brave Wave on iTunes. And I was like, no way, we're still Brave Wave, it doesn't matter. And I was like, about to make the Facebook URL, Brave Wave, you know?
Oh, wow.
But still, like, it was a really arduous process coming up with a name. And like Jonathan said, I think it kind of formed us into what we are today. But it's interesting because we've been playing the songs that we recorded 2 years ago, and the first song we played, I feel like, has kind of been groundbreaking for us as a band because it feels more like a more mature version of ourselves, which is awesome.
It is the first song that we've written as technically Room and Board, and actually learned and got together and, you know, are starting to play. So we're pretty happy with that new identity. But yeah, I mean, Honeymoon was the name of the band when we recorded the record. Mistress, Mistressed, Mistressed was the name of the album when we recorded it. And, you know, both things have changed, and we've kind of moved on from that point, which has been a huge relief, I think.
Do you feel like, as you know, when you start a band, obviously you think about what your name is going to be, but few bands have the experience of having to go through almost like a rebranding like a company would. Do you think that gave you guys a chance to really say, hey, who are we as a band, and what do we want to do, and what do we want this to be, in a way that maybe you wouldn't have considered otherwise?
Totally. I mean, I feel like even as far as like design and like even album art, the name Room and Board provided a lot more, I don't know,
congruity almost, yeah, to who we were. Honeymoon, you know, everything felt very whimsical, and, you know, we felt good about it. But I think this puts us in an area where we feel very comfortable simultaneously, which can be like, you know, rebranding a company. But it did take us nearly 2 years to shake that off, you know.
Yeah.
Right, it's like we had to go through the like 7 steps of like mourning and,
exactly,
and everything, and for the Honeymoon name.
Don't get a cease and desist. That's all I have to say. Like, just don't do it. It's not a fun process.
Now, you said the first song you played was the first song that you had written as Room and Board. Do you guys feel like your writing process has changed or evolved from those early days till now?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, even right after the record, I had probably, you know, 20 or so songs ready to go. And we just, you know, what we did was we focused on tightening up the set and doing all that, and kind of figuring out who we were professionally and artistically. And then these new songs have kind of given way to, you know, not boxing us in or pigeonholing us. But, you know, I put out a solo record. I've written a lot of stuff between when we wrote those old songs and when we're doing this. And, you know, it's a whole different game at this point. It's, you know, because it's not like we're going to release something and all of a sudden it's going to be everywhere. And so we're still having time to really think things through. But we've just been very happy with the places that the dart has struck at this point, you know, on the board.
It's like, I feel like there's always this struggle between like the freshman album and the sophomore album. And it's like we're almost going from like a freshman like band name, band album, everything, to like a new band name, a new like way of doing things altogether. So it's like, it's kind of been a struggle, but it's been a great journey. I feel like we all cooperate really well with one another. and we're just excited to write new stuff now, you know.
Are you guys already making plans for a follow-up album? Have you sort of set, like, you know, we'd like to have, you know, the second album out by, you know, X or Y or Z? Or are you kind of letting this one do what it can and letting, you know, the writing process happen and seeing where that takes you?
Actually, XYZ is the name of our next album.
Ah, so see.
You caught that. My favorite Rush song ever.
XYZ. Come on.
I mean, we always dream of the future, but I think for me personally, I hold that back, and I just want to see what we have first, survey the land, and then build the town instead of imagining the town and then getting to the area and there being a river where there should be a... I'm sorry, I'm going too far with that metaphor, but...
Park.
Really, we're a town. That's it.
We're not a band. We're a town. So get over it.
That's the name.
Google
of
Maps. Oh, we don't have a band camp. Just look us up at the coordinates.
Google Maps, room and board, and you'll find us somewhere.
Now, you've been definitely getting back on the road more as of recent. I've seen that you guys are really, you know, getting out, not just in Columbus, but, you know, going to Athens and Toledo and all of these places. Do you see being on the road a pretty regular thing for you guys? Or are you going to try to space those dates out a little more, you know, to keep time for real life and other commitments or things like that? How are you envisioning sort of the touring situation working out?
Well, that's the balance. I mean, really, right now, what we want to focus on is Ohio. These cities that we've played, either I've played them solo or we've played them as a band, we've either never ventured there and are really just pushing through radio and stuff, or it's a place, you know, that we've played a million times and are really enjoying. Either way, we just kind of want to really firm up on being a presence in Ohio. You know, I tour at least once a year just with my stuff, and generally, you know, between Chicago and New York. And that's a lot of fun. And I think we can work that in eventually, but, it, you know, it's just all about seeing where things naturally take us rather than forcing it. A lot of bands think that just because they started and know people in different places that they can tour, and that's cool. I mean, that works for some people, but in this place in our lives, you know, we just kind of have to see what works best for us timing-wise.
Makes sense. Totally makes sense. Now, as far as... you know, kind of the influences you guys are bringing to your music. I know we talked about this way back when you guys were first here, but is there anything that's maybe catching your ears these days, either that is influencing you directly or just something that inspires you guys as musicians?
Catch up.
For drums, I like to think of my drumming as Sasquatch beating on trees, and I kind of gain momentum through that. If I don't hear a Sasquatch in the woods banging on a tree, then I'm not playing drums.
It's true.
No, in all honesty, for myself, inspirationally, the National has always been there for me, and Brian Devendorf's drumming kind of shines light onto what I'm trying to do, but he's incredible, so and that's just me, but as a band. I don't know.
I mean, songwriting-wise, really just from everywhere and just trying to pull it into something that fits within the genre of, you know, something like Spoon or something like Television, something that takes guitar, bass, and drums and pop rock and even in a Beatlesque fashion or in an innovative way and really can, you know, stay, you know, for the long haul. I guess the new Tame Impala and the new Django Records have been really huge for me as far as writing or just listening, how I view how music should be shaped. It really works well.
And I typically listen to music that sounds nothing like us.
Right, I mean, that's the thing. There's a lot of that, too.
Right.
New Kesha album. Wait, she doesn't have a new album?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Somewhere.
It's kind of funny, though, because it can be equally as inspiring. I mean, I get a lot of people in here who, like, are playing indie rock and yet are, like, huge metal fans or, like, hardcore punk fans or whatever, or jazz fans, where that can sort of... The influence is there, whether it's, you know, completely obvious or not.
Absolutely. I would agree. I mean, Radiohead does a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Radiohead, for doing something off the beaten path, yet creates songs that are very familiar and just kind of really helps me learn how to better shape the rhythm of what we do and kind of stretch that. I think that works out really well with how versatile they are and how we're trying to, you know, convey something a little more solid, I think, a lot of times.
Where are you guys heading next? What are some of the next live shows or next places people can catch you?
We were actually originally supposed to be playing Blind Bob's this Saturday, but due to a scheduling conflict, we're unable to do that. Though a band I play drums in called Narrow Era will be playing there. And we thank Brandon, and that's going to be with Forage and Grenades. And that's not me questioning the name of the band, but that's how the band is said. We're going to be playing Lima on the 21st of this month. We're going to be playing Grommy CDs and Tapes. So that's just, you know, about an hour drive north of here, Grommy CDs and Tapes. And then we're going to be playing the Avalon Bar, which is going to be a lot of fun. That's on the 21st. But we have, a lot of stuff going on. Again, Toledo on October 5th. We're doing actually my 10-year high school reunion.
Yes.
Nice.
Playing, which is going to be so interesting. And that's a closed event, but we're just kind of enjoying the surrealness of that.
That's got to be one of those, like, who'da thunk it kind of things.
Right. And it's one of those things that, like, my like, fifth grade self is so happy right now. And then, like, you know, the 29-year-old me is like, really? Do it, because that's fun. But at the same time, it's just like, that's very strange. That's a very strange dream to come true.
If people want to keep tabs on where you guys are going to be, and if they want to get their hands on the album, where should they connect with you guys online?
Definitely roomandboard.bandcamp.com. That has all of our dates through Songkick and then the album. And we're going to be putting some other stuff up there as it comes up, some, you know, video stuff and, you know, just short, you know, shorter format things, maybe one or two songs here and there, live stuff. And then, of course, facebook.com/roomandboardmusic. Anybody can check that out, like it, listen, see where we're playing, all that jazz.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, shall we get ready for some more live music?
Sure.
I'm all about it.
All righty. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back to hear more from Room and Board live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. Coming up on the Next On Point, Congress and Syria. What's it going to do? We'll look at the complicated battle lines, political, strategic, and moral, on Capitol Hill. That's coming up on the next On Point from NPR.
Tonight at midnight on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and we've been chatting with Room and Board, and now it's time to hear some more live music.
Thank you, Juliet. This is another new one. It's called Against.
You got your long dark passageways. I got my trapdoors laid one another on the floor. It takes a couple of days to blink out my sleep away. I'll be coming to your door. Never the two shall meet and follow. I'm alone. I got your hammer and your soul. You could play the role of the preoccupied man, and I'm all the things you teach about. My eye on everything at once. I
This next one is called Visual Property, and you can check it out on the new record. Time for one more. So this one is called I Wanna Wanna Wanna. It's another one off of the debut album. It's about Sasquatch for Andy.
Good.
Room and Board, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check out their self-titled album. You can get that at roomandboard.bandcamp.com. They're also on Facebook, Room and Board Music, facebook.com/roomandboardmusic. Guys, thank you so much for being here. We so appreciate it.
We do appreciate being allowed on the air here once again, WYSO. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure is all mine. Check out Room and Board. Their debut album is out now. We've got time for one more song, so we're going to hear the new one from Juliana Barwick. And stay tuned. Alternative Radio is coming up next. This is Kaleidoscope on WYSO.